Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 8.05 and 20 seconds on this Friday night, right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, and you there. Paulie Rosenberg and Matt Casey, they're on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a Friday schmooze, another 2 hours, right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. But as advertised and coming your way right now, a member of the New York Football Giants, Davis Webb. Davis, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be part of the Giants organization, and I'm looking forward to getting up there next Thursday.
I didn't even have to ask you anything. You were ready to say right away, I'm happy to be a member of the New York Football Giants. Has it all sunk in as we speak right now?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, every kid wants to be drafted. And, you know, especially the little kid, as you keep playing football in high school and college. And I think everyone's dream is to get drafted. So I got drafted by a great organization with a great team. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, and you have, with quite a history. And I'm sure you're catching up with all that. You're a Texas kid. Did you grow up a Texan fan? Did you grow up a Cowboy fan? Another team, what?
Yeah, you know, I never really was a fan of teams growing up, to be honest with you. I was more of a fan of players and quarterbacks specifically, and then, you know, different types of defenders. Mm-hmm. So I never really grew up a Cowboys fan or a Texans fan, but I did live in Dallas. So the Cowboys were the thing growing up. I'm more of a fan of the Stars or the Mavericks or the Texas Rangers more than the Cowboys, I would say.
Ah, saying the right thing.
That's how I feel. Yes,
because America's team, I mean, they have so many fans all across. But you did say definitely for sure the right thing. When you were drafted, did you know when we knew watching the draft, or did you get a call from Jerry Reese or somebody from the Giants before your name was called?
Yeah, Coach McAdoo called me a couple picks before then. I believe the Patriots were about to be on the clock, and you know, I had an idea, and so I was with my family and close friends, and they were all screaming and yelling, and Coach McAdoo called me, and then we sat for a couple picks and watched my name get called. So it was a surreal experience, and I was fortunate enough to share it with my close family and family members and friends.
Oh, no. I mean, I could imagine already. And were you a little surprised that you were drafted in the third round? Did you expect to go higher, lower? What did you think?
Yeah, I think going into it, I expected to go a little higher earlier than I. But at the same time, everything happens for a reason, and I went to a great organization, a great team, and I'm going to be in the same quarterback room as one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. So I'm just jubilant about the situation, and, you know, I could have gone to a better place. So the draft's kind of off my radar now. I'm, you know, worried about, you know, getting the playbook and, you know, getting out there to New Jersey next week and, you know, going out there and practicing.
Oh, sure. And you also, not only did you get the call from McAdoo, you also had a telephone conversation with Eli Manning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I was very very honored to have him call me up and just, you know, wish me luck and getting up to the New Jersey and welcome to the team and, you know, using him as a resource for anything I need. So that was a pretty cool experience. And now we're teammates now. And, you know, I'm looking forward to being in the same quarterback room from with Eli and learning as much as I can.
And we understand that Eli said to you, "Don't call me sir."
Yeah. Yeah, that's a seven thanking me. Didn't mean it that way, I guess. It just kind of came out because I am from the South. And I'm just kind of used to that. But, yeah, just looking forward to being a great teammate and, you know, looking forward to getting up there next week.
See, usually when somebody gets drafted into the Army, they call their sergeant to be sir. So maybe you thought for a moment, wait a second. I mean, I've been drafted. I've been drafted by the military. I'm going to call this guy sir. But anyway, Eli was very appreciative from what we understand.
Yeah, when I said it, I was like, oh crap, you know. He's going to say something about this. But it's just up in the South, and that's how we do it. But. Yeah, just glad to be teammates.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And again, you spent, what, a couple of years at Texas Tech. And then, what happened there? Patrick Mahomes took over as quarterback, and you decided to leave. And, of course, Mahomes taken by the Kansas City Chiefs in the first round. Were you very upset when this happened? What was your thinking when that took place?
Yeah, you know, with Texas Tech, and I was a guy in my freshman and sophomore year, battled a bunch of injuries my sophomore year, and that kind of opened the door for Patrick to come in and play really well, so I had to be the backup my junior year, and, you know, I was a good teammate. Pat and I are very close. I was happy to see him get drafted 10th overall to the Kansas City Chiefs, so I'm rooting for him for sure, but yeah, I'm just honestly really excited about my situation, being a New York Giant, and on such a great team and such a historic organization.
That's right. And after 3 years with Texas Tech and Mahomes taking over there, you were going to go to Colorado, but you ended up going to the University of California at Berkeley. And that's obviously you had a pretty good season there. And obviously the Pac-12, and you probably know something about that USC quarterback who was getting an awful lot of attention.
Yeah, playing in the Pac-12, you're going to play good players every week. You know, Washington had, I think, four guys get drafted in the secondary. Colorado had three. So there's just so many good players in the Pac-12. USC, UCLA is always going to be good. So, you know, just very thankful to go to Cal Berkeley and get a master's program after graduating from Texas Tech in 3 years and be around great teammates, voted a captain at two different schools. So I had a lot of success and a lot of highs and lows in colleges, and I think it set me up pretty good for a good situation coming to New York.
All right, now be honest, because you are saying all the right things, and that's a good thing, and because you are joining really a first class organization. Make no mistake. Bottom line is this: do you, alone with your own thoughts, be as honest as you can with us? Do you wish you might have been drafted by a team that would put you behind center more sooner than later? Because as it is now, you're probably going to be the number three quarterback and have to wait a while for an Eli Manning to retire.
Yeah, again, I didn't go into the draft thinking that way. My thought process was to control things that I can't control and commit to those controllables, and we'll see what happens. So the cards I got dealt was be behind a Hall of Fame quarterback, so nothing wrong with that. You know, that's the cards I have, and you know, my job is to be a great teammate and be a prepared quarterback. So that's the only two things I'm really focusing on, and you know, everything else will come with just how it will be. So I'm really not too concerned about it. I'm just excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, no, and of course, with Eli Manning, as you know, since he was drafted in 2004, he's never missed a snap. I mean, he's just an iron man and wants to play a couple more years. Thinking that you would be the number three quarterback this year, the Giants have let it be known that either Geno Smith or Josh Johnson would be the backup to Eli Manning, and you would be the third quarterback. One of those two is probably going to be let go, and my guess is it's going to be Geno Smith. You don't have to respond to that. But does that take some pressure off of you, of knowing that A, you're going to be arguably the third quarterback on the depth chart, and it may be a couple of years before you see any meaningful football?
No, because that's not my decision. Again, I commit to the controllables, and the coaches make those types of decisions. You know, they decide who the starter is, who the backup, and who the third-string guy is. So my job is to make it hard on them and put myself in a position where they force me to be the backup, or they force me to be the guy, just because I want to make sure I'm playing that good. But again, I have a long way to go, and I'm not playing good right now just because I haven't got a chance yet. So I feel good about my situation going in. You know, I feel like I get a chance to compete and learn a bunch, and, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
All right, nobody knows you better than you do. Give us your profile as a quarterback. Tell us, what are your strong suits as a quarterback?
Well, you know, I think I can throw the ball better pretty good, and, you know, I feel like I'm going to continue to get better. That's the one thing that I'm focusing on, being more efficient mechanically, getting a grasp of a new offense, a new environment, a new culture, a new teammate. So I've done that before, going from the Texas Tech to Berkeley, and I think I have a, I think I have a potential to be a very good quarterback. We'll see. You know, I'm going to let the coaches talk about that, and the only thing I can control is being the best player I possibly can and be a good teammate.
And most people going from college to the pros, it's the speed of the game. I'm sure that you understand that as well. And also, tell us what how are you throwing downfield? Can you throw the ball a mile straight down the field, vertical style? And how are you throwing the ball side to side?
Yeah, well, I think I can throw the ball pretty dang good deep. You know, I think we did a bunch of that at Cal and Texas Tech. You know, we throw the ball 52 times a game, so I think I can make any throw. But at the same time, you just got to make it consistently. And I'm going into a new offense where I need to be a little bit more efficient mechanically in the 3, 5, and 7-step drops. So I need to get better, and, you know, I'm excited for the opportunity to get to practice next week and get better at my craft.
Oh, yeah. And before we let you go, where do you need to work on your game?
Again, I just think it's being more efficient mechanically. Obviously, get into a new system, a new offense. I need to be a master of that. But at the same time, you know, I can focus on my mechanics right now. And once I get up there next week, I'll hone in on the playbook and continue to get better.
How about your footwork?
I think that goes hand in hand with being more efficient mechanically. When I say that, I mean my footwork, my arm angles, you know, get my arm a little higher, being more accurate because of my mechanics. It all goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you're being very honest, and that's to be appreciated. There's a Cal quarterback that we know of who is very, very evasive. Not a scrambler, per se, and certainly not a running quarterback, per se, but a Cal quarterback comes to mind. His name is Aaron Rodgers, and very, very evasive. How are you when the heat is getting very hot?
We'll see. You know, I haven't played an NFL snap yet, so I don't know how that's going to be. But I think I'm an athletic guy. I think I have sudden movement and can be efficient when moving out of the pocket to make good throws. But we'll see. You know, I need to continue to get better on it. And, you know, looking forward to those opportunities because Aaron Rodgers is one of the best in the game. And, I think he throws it better on the run than anybody else.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, and all of us here at the home of the New York Football Giants. We carry all their games on the radio. We wish you the best of luck, and do take care of yourself, and we hope you have the good long career.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks a lot. Davis Webb. And I guess with the family, you know, there are some guys, only one, who gets to go around saying, I'm number one as in terms of drafting. He can walk around Davis Webb can. I'm number 87, and that's where he was taken by the Giants in round number 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.